What does your perfect body look like? If you could look in your mirror and everything was exactly the way you wanted it to be, what would that be? What kind of posture would you have? What kind of hair, skin and nails would you have? What kind of body shape would you be in? What would your body fat percentage be? What would you look like without your clothes on is a really great question. If you could have the perfect body, what would that be? And have you imagined that? Have you considered what that would be? Have you got that already? What a great question. Ha ha, congratulations if you have. That's awesome. If you could be as fit as you needed to be, wanted to be, so whatever you wanted to go and do, whether it was a 100-meter sprint or climb a mountain or play a sport or run around the backyard with your kids, whatever you wanted to do fitness-wise, so that whatever you do, you loved getting puffed, it was a fun experience, and you really appreciated that you had a body that could do all the things that you wanted to do. So what would you be able to do, and how fit would you be? So number one is, what would your body look like? Woo-hoo. How fit would you be? The next one is, how strong would you be? So how strong do you need to be, and or how strong would you like to be? So if you're a power lifter or you love lifting heavy things, you might have a personal best lift that you'd like to be able to do. Or it might be that you want to be able to lift your own, and it's a fun thing that I always do. I grab all the shopping bags out of the back of the car and aim to get them all into the kitchen without dropping any. I want to be able to carry them all. That's just one of those little tests that I do. So it might be that you want to do a certain number of chin-ups or a certain number of push-ups or a certain bench press weight or a certain squatting weight. You might be able to, or might want to be able to pick up your children as they get older. So easy at 5 months, a little bit harder if they're 5 years. And what about when they're 15? Could you still lift them up? I've got one of my students who every time I see her, she gives me a big hug and she literally picks me up off the floor. And I'm really heavy. It's like she power lifts me up off the floor. It's awesome. So what is it that you would like to be able to do, or you need to be able to do from a strength point of view? And I use a couple of more specific examples when it comes to needing in your life. For example, if you've got somebody in your life who's older and needs lifting, if you have a job that requires you to lift things, and or if you perhaps work in a retirement village and you do literally need to lift people, you might work in a hospital where you need to lift people. So what's the strength levels that you need to have? So what do you want to look like naked? How fit do you want to be? And how strong do you want to be? Have you thought about it? Are you those already? So if you could tick those three boxes, yes, I love what I see in the mirror. Yes, I'm as fit as I want to be. And yes, I'm as strong as I need to be or want to be. Would that be awesome? And if not, if you've got some goals for how you'd like to look naked in the mirror, how fit you'd like to be and how strong you'd like to be, is it in your headspace? Is it possible? Have you considered what you need to do, what you have to do, what you're prepared to do to be as fit, strong and gorgeous as you would like to be? And it's interesting because we often focus on where we are now and what we're capable of doing now. But what if we thought about what would my life be like if all of those things were happening? So if you're not happy with what you see in the mirror and you're not happy with how fit you are and you're not happy with how strong you are, what if you were? And for a lot of us, that might be imagination. You actually don't know what it's like to be in great shape, or you don't know what it's like to be super fit or super strong. So you'd have to imagine what it's like. For some of us, it might be that you've been gorgeous in the mirror, you've been super fit and you've been really strong and you're not anymore. So you might be able to relate to what that used to feel like and what your life was like when you had those things happening. And if you've got them happening at the moment, what about in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time? And as you know, I study longevity, and it's always just a special thing to see people over 100 who are still living their life as a healthy, fit, strong human. They still have a career or a business. They're still playing their sport. They're still living in a house by themselves, doing all the things that they need to do. They can wash their own clothes. They can make their own bed. They can vacuum their own floor, they can do their own gardening, and they have a really great life even though they're over 100. So even if you're really fit and strong now and you love what you see in the mirror, what about when you're 100 plus? So barring accident, you live to more than 100 years young, what will that look like for you, or what do you want it to look like for you? And would it be an important process to put our head through? And the reason I ask the question is the neuroscientists, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the head doctors, they always share that the brain doesn't know the difference between a real picture and an imagination or fantasy. If the brain can create it, then the brain will believe it. So should we be creating pictures of what we could be? And it's interesting though, because a lot of us, and as an exercise professional, this is something that people share with me quite regularly, that they don't know what it would be like to look good in the mirror because they never have. They don't know what it would be like to be super fit because they've never been. And strength is often something that people don't consider. But if I ask the question, do you want to look horrible when you see yourself in the mirror? Do you want your body to waste away and become overweight and get sick and diseased and have bad hair and skin and nails and poor posture? The answer is usually no. If I ask people, do you want to be able to do all the things that you want to do for the rest of your life with quality of life, or do you want your body to waste away, rot away, get old, get poor posture, get all the old people's diseases like type 2 diabetes and osteoporosis and Alzheimer's and dementia and have terrible life as you get older? Most people say, no, I don't want to live like that. And it's interesting because we can look at people like that. There's very few older people, 80, 90, 100 plus, who are in great shape, still playing their sport, still living a fantastic life of quality. You can find them though, they're out there. But there are lots of people, and it seems now it's the age is getting younger and younger, we can see what happens if you don't look after yourself. We can see what happens physically to people as they get older who are not fit and strong. So they lose their posture, they lose their metabolism slows down, so they put weight on, they get really weak, so they can't do all the things that they normally do. It's one of those quotes I always use: do we get old because we stop playing our sport, or do we stop playing our sport and that causes us to get old? And it seems that most people, as they become chronologically older, their headspace focuses on, well, I can't play my sport anymore, I can't sprint anymore, I better just walk, I can't do my tough martial art anymore where I break things and punch things, I better just do something easy like Tai Chi. And obviously then the body slows down. If you don't need your fast twitch muscle fibers, your body just lets them waste away. If you're not using them, you'll actually lose them. It's not just a silly quote that somebody made up. So the question I always ask is this: do we focus on where we are now and what we're capable of now? Or what if we focused on what we could be capable of? If we were really fit, if we were really strong, and if we had the body that we absolutely loved in the mirror. Now, there's some things we have no control over, obviously how tall or short we are, the width of our shoulders, the width of our hips, the length of our legs and the length of our arms. We have no control over that. But we have every control over how much body fat we have. As a man, you'll have the ability to put on some muscle size if you want to. Ladies, we don't have to lose our muscle as we get older. It's a myth. We don't have to lose our fast metabolism. We don't have to get weak. The beautiful thing about muscle is if you use it, you will keep it. And that means you can keep your fast metabolism and you can keep your strength. So you can continue to look really good in the mirror for as long as you want to. So it's a really great question. What are we capable of now, but what could we do better if we, and I always ask this question, there seems to be a lot of argument, discussion, contradicting information about body image. Is it important, however, that if you look in your mirror and you love what you see, would you feel better about yourself versus you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see? Now, I'll go again. There's some things you can't change, but there's certainly a lot of things that you can. Your posture is a really important one. Obviously, if your body's in the upright position, it's going to function better physiologically. But your body looks better when you've got good posture. When you start to get poke neck and rounded shoulders and lordosis and kyphosis and all the things that happen when you've got bad posture, your body doesn't look good. A great coat hanger, which is your skeleton, makes your clothes look better. So posture is a really important one. Obviously, the amount of body fat percentage or how much fat you have on your body or how many squidgy bits, that's all determined by the speed of your metabolism. And the faster you can sprint, the more your body becomes a fat-burning machine, a food-burning machine, has the ability to burn up everything that you put in it. So you don't have to get fat. You don't have to become chubby. You don't have to, as you get older, become a bigger person if you don't want to. You can certainly control the speed of your metabolism. You can keep making it faster, and or you can stop it from slowing down. So if you were to look in your mirror and love what you see, what difference would that make to your life? And maybe that's a really great visual exercise to work backwards from there. So this is not focusing on where I am now, but what if I had this going? What if I had a fast fat burning machine? If I'm really fit and I've got blood and oxygen and vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals and all of the nutrients that need to get through my body are going to all the places they need to go at the speed that they need to go there. But most importantly, when you're really fit, is it possible that every single system in your body works more effectively? And could that be the definition of fitness? So if I've got a fit body, it's fit, my brain's fit, my hormonal system is fit, my central nervous system is fit, my muscles and bones are fit and strong, my heart and lungs are working effectively, my digestive system's working effectively, my immune system's working effectively, which means I don't get sick. And all of that is to do with a finely tuned machine. And once again, could that be the definition of fitness? I have a finely tuned machine. Now, the thing with fitness is that to get fit, you've got to get puffed. And the more intensely you can puff, obviously the fitter you'll get. And the backup plan for that is the service program, which is your strength. The stronger you are, obviously, the faster you can sprint, the more intensely you can exercise, which means you will have a fitter body and a faster working brain and a better working central nervous system and a highly firing endocrine system and a digestive system that gets food in and out of all the places it's supposed to go really quickly and an immune system that works because I'm exercising intensely. But I can't exercise intensely if I'm weak. I've got to be a strong human being. I'm sure that makes sense. So if I'm really strong, then I'm capable of sprinting really fast, which then I have that body and I love rattling these off because to me this is an exciting experience. When you're really fit, your body's a fast fat burning, food burning, calorie burning, sugar burning machine. You burn everything you put in, gets burnt up really quickly. You obviously have a body that's a happy drug pumping machine because when you get really fit, when you exercise intensely, the chemical response in your brain is literally happy drug. So your body produces neurotransmitters to help you sprint and to lift heavy, adrenaline and epinephrine. And then after you've done that, your brain says, congratulations, you're a legend. You have sprinted, you have lifted heavy, you've punched the bag, you've done something to overcome a challenge. So now we're going to make it feel bloody good. So you have a brain full of dopamine, a brain full of serotonin, which is a satisfaction drug. You have brain-derived neurotrophic factor in your body, which is a fertilizer for your brain. So everything works better. Everything works better because I asked the question, what does your brain control? And if your brain is healthy, then is it possible that the rest of your body has the ability to be healthy? And when you're fit, you literally pump those neurotransmitters in the fastest, quickest way, in the largest amount possible. So if we then have a look at what happens to your immune system, so your chances of getting sick are either zero to none. And even if you do pick up a germ, bug or virus, you are going to get rid of it really quickly because you've got a body that can get rid of germs, bugs and viruses. It can fight them really effectively. So being fit means a whole heap of special things for the human body. But if you focus on how fit you are now and it all seems too hard, is it likely that perhaps we go and have a yummy meal or we go to the pub or we go gamble or we go drinking or whatever it is that people do instead of getting a fit, strong body that feels fantastic and creating those neurotransmitters naturally? Obviously, people, humans, the human race is always wanting to feel good. So it's looking for ways to feel good. But if you're not fit and you're not strong and you don't think that you can be, is it possible that you look for other ways to get those neurotransmitters into your brain? Because obviously the brain wants to be happy. And if you've got dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, the happy drugs pumping into your brain, then you're going to be feeling good. So here's my question. Rather than focus on how you look in the mirror now and how fit you or strong you are now, what if you focused on how fit or strong you could be and how gorgeous you could look and what your future would be like if you have a fit, strong body and you love how it looks? And I'll just use something as simple as this. If you, for example, I love beautiful clothes. If you invest in top quality stylish clothing, which of course never goes out of fashion, you'll be able to wear those clothes all of your life. So from 18 to 80 to 108, your body will be the same size, the same shape, the same energy level. You'll have the same posture. So you'll be able to wear beautiful clothes all of your life. That's just a simple example. If you are really strong, if you love to do your sport now, you never have to retire from your sport. You can be the Masters champion. You can go to all the world championships and compete in the Masters division for 60, 70, 80. And the one that I'm always have a giggle about, there's a handful of people that compete in the over 100 division in the world championships for athletics and swimming and all of the top sports. And obviously there's very few people in those divisions. And in some of those divisions, there's only ever one person. So they go to the event and take all the medals home because at 100 plus, they're still sprinting, they're still lifting, they're still throwing things, they're still kicking, they're still hitting. Is the body, human body, capable of doing that? And it's an interesting focus for me. One of my max exercise professionals gave me this beautiful exercise to do. I was doing chin-ups in an exercise session, and I've always had the goal to live to 120 plus and to be healthy, fit and strong. And he said to me, Rowie, look in the mirror and imagine that you're doing this at 120. So there's Rowie in the mirror. She's 120 and she's doing chin-ups. How does that feel? And I think I pumped out another 3 or 4 that day. And I focus on it. Since that day, I've been focusing on that particular visualization ever since. So when I go and do chin-ups, it's never Rowie, the 50, 60, 70-year-old lady doing it. It's Rowie, the 120-year-old lady doing chin-ups. And what a spectacular feeling that is, because I can see it. And that's why I'm asking the question. If we're focusing on where we are now and what we're capable of doing now, is it possible that we won't do too much? Because if you think that what you are now is all you can ever be, then could that be a limitation to what we could actually do? Versus if we focus on what are we capable of if we were really fit, if we were really strong, if we had happy drugs pumping into our brain, if we had a strong immune system that didn't get sick, if we had a fast fat burning, calorie burning, food burning machine that we could eat whatever we wanted to, what would our life be like if we didn't have to diet, we didn't have to focus on I can't have, mustn't have, don't have that food, I really want to eat that and I can because my body's going to burn it up. If there's anything that you want to do ever, I always ask this question of people that like to exercise. What if your body was in such peak physical condition that whatever somebody suggested you could go and do? So if it was a bodybuilding competition, you could go and do it in a couple of weeks. If it was a marathon, you could go run it. If it was an Ironman event, you could go do it. If it was to go skiing for a week, you could. If it was to go surfing for a week, you could. If it was to go nightclubbing for a week, you could. Your body, your human body would be capable of doing anything you wanted it to at any time because you were fit and strong. And what if we visualize that? What if we imagined it? What if we remembered it? So there's those two. If you've never done it before, you have to imagine it, obviously. If you have been healthy, fit and strong and gorgeous in the mirror, all you've got to do is remember what that was like, focus on that and get back there. And if you are already there, then the question is again, what about in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 100 years? Well, if you're 20, you could be in 100 years' time. Imagine having a fit, strong, healthy, gorgeous body all of your life where you could do everything you wanted to do with quality. And what if that was the focus? And I don't know what your motivational tool is. For some people, it's the pain of getting fatter, the pain of getting older, the pain of not being able to play your sport, the pain of having to go up a clothes size. There's massive pain related to not being able to play sport with your kids or being too old to make love to your partner because you've got no energy or your body's not working properly. It might be that you don't want to look ugly in your clothes when you're 50, 60, 70 years of age, and that's a really scary thought. And that might be your motivation, is that you focus on, I don't want that to happen to me, so I'm not going to allow it to happen. I just want to maintain what I've got now and keep it for the rest of my life, because you might love how you look now, how fit and strong you are now. Or it might be the pleasure of living a life that is of high quality, lots of fun, you've got a stack of energy, you can perform at your best, and you're going to do that for the rest of your life. Now, there's obviously two different headspaces there. One is the pleasure of living a fantastic life, and one is the pain of having a crappy life. And maybe it's a combination of both. Maybe if you want accelerated motivation, it's focus on this is what I'm going to look like, and visualize yourself in the mirror. If I stay healthy, fit and strong, this is how I'm going to look when I'm 60, 70, 80, 120 years of age. And if I don't look after myself, then visualize what you'll look like. And wouldn't it be sad to have the capability of having a fit, strong, gorgeous body for the rest of your life and not doing it? And I will just, of course, as an exercise professional, need to add in there that the process of being fit and being strong, yes, the exercise profession and some people have made it very complicated. But when you understand your anatomy and physiology, and of course, if you want to stay young, fit and healthy for the rest of your life, you'd probably go study your own anatomy and physiology and understand how the human body works. But if you want to stay fit, it's easy. Just get puffed and keep getting puffed several times throughout the day. You've got to exercise intensely. And obviously, the harder you exercise, the shorter the exercise session. So you don't need to exercise for a long time. It's just how hard can you possibly go? And you'll hear me rabbit on about this on a regular basis. I'm a 4 puffs an hour girl. So every hour throughout my day, I will go and do something for 10 seconds, 4 times an hour to get really, really puffed. Now, that's just my exercise program. And I do that because I know that when I get puffed, I keep my metabolism fast. I keep happy drugs pumping into my brain. The harder I puff, the fitter I get, the more my body is a fat burning machine, a virus fighting machine, disease fighting machine, happy drug pumping machine. I can eat whatever I want to, and I can really enjoy my life because I've got happy drugs in my brain. And that for me is the motivation for doing that. So getting fit's really easy. Just get puffed, and your heart and lungs don't know what you're doing. So whether you're on a cross trainer, a bike, or a treadmill, or you're punching a bag, or you're running up some stairs, or running through soft sand, or you're riding your bike, or you're sprinting with your kids, or you're running around the block with your dog, it doesn't matter, of course. Everything that you do to get puffed will get you fitter, and you don't. It doesn't matter as long as you're getting puffed. And of course, the faster or harder you exercise, the shorter that session needs to be. And for most of us, it's 10 seconds. Push as hard as you can, and in 10 seconds, you'll be really puffed. So, is it hard to get fit? No. Getting strong has become a very complicated and argued and contradicting conversation, but nobody argues that to get strong, you've got to overload your muscles, your bones, your joints, and your tendons. If you want to stay young, you've got to make sure that you're using your fast twitch muscle fibers. So you've got to do high intense activity. You've got to lift heavy. If you're not overloading your muscles and bones, they have no reason to get stronger. If you're not overloading your muscles and bones, they will get weaker. There's no argument about that. So what about if we just kept it really simple? With no argument, the other big one that is never argued is if you use as many muscles and bones, ligaments, tendons, and joints at the same time, the higher the firing rate of your central nervous system and the higher the firing rate of your endocrine system, your hormonal system. So if you want to get the best results in the shortest period of time, do big exercises to get big results. It doesn't, to me, that's just common sense. You don't even need to understand anatomy and physiology. So if you do little exercises, you get little results. Little exercises, you have to do lots of exercises, takes a lot of time. I don't want to waste my time doing little exercises to get little results. So I just choose big exercises, use as many muscles and bones, ligaments, tendons, and joints at the same time. And the heavier you lift, the shorter the exercise program. So as I often share, the spin cycle on my washing machine is somewhere between 4 to 7 minutes, depending on the load of the machine, and I will often do my strength training program in that time frame because my washing machine is in the garage, as is my strength training equipment. So I can do chins and dips and squats in the same time that it takes for my washing machine to spin, and I'm sharing that as an example of not having to waste time exercising. I get it. People share with me, I don't have time to exercise. Well, I'm busy too, but I'm not going to stand and watch something work when I could be working. So I'll do squat jumps when the kettle's boiling, or I'll do push-ups while the microwave's going. I hate standing still for no reason, so I'm always moving around. And just as an interesting example, when you've got a fit body, it means you can stand up and keep moving. The human body burns 7% more calories in the upright position. It burns your brain uses 7% more energy and works more effectively in the upright position. But a lot of people can't stay in the upright position because they're not strong enough. They have to sit down because they're tired. Human body's not meant to sit down. It's meant to be in the upright position. So I'm sharing that with you because if you're fit and if you're strong, is it possible that you'll have a body that looks good? And barring the things that you can't change, like the width of your shoulders, the width of your hips, the length of your legs, the length of your arms, you can control your posture. You can control how much body fat you have. You can control whether you're weak or strong. You can control how you feel. That's the hormonal system. And obviously when you're pumping high intense movement drugs like adrenaline and epinephrine, which then produce high doses of happy drugs, dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotropic factor, you'll also feel good. So if you want to look good and you want to feel good and you want to be able to do all the things that you love to do for the rest of your life, what if you were really fit and you were really strong? And what if to get fit, all you need to do is get puffed, and to get strong, all you need to do is 3 to 7 minutes of lifting something heavy up off the floor and putting it back down again? What if you could have a fit, strong, healthy body? It didn't take up very much time, and it gave you the ability to do all the things that you want to do for the rest of your life with quality. What a great what if question.